Shell or shilling?
Husk or shuck?
Shuck.
Okay. What would you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Fresh corn.
Okay. Did you ever hear of roasting ear? Yeah, that's funny because I don't know that term myself, and I think it may just be because we're from the city. People out in the country know that. Then the thing at the top of the corn stalk is the what? It's the thing on a graduation cap, too. Starts with a T. Tassel or tassel?
Yeah, tassel.
And the stuff that you have to brush off the corn?
Hair.
Stringy stuff?
Hair.
Would you ever call it silk? Corn silk?
Yes, silk.
Okay. Then the large, the fruit that's associated with Halloween, that's a...
Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And a yellow crookneck thing is a...
It's a vegetable.
Mm-hmm. It's got a crooked neck, it's yellow. They're different kinds.
Squash.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Then how about types of melons?
Watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of watermelon?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever see a kind with yellow meat?
Yellow meat melon, yeah.
I've never seen one of those.
That's what I call honeydew melon.
Oh, I see. That's not the same as a watermelon then.
No.
Okay. Then how about that little thing that's shaped like an umbrella that grows up in the woods?
Mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Can you eat those?
Some of them.
What do you call the kind that you can't eat?
Toadstool.
All right. And you might say, don't eat those because they might be?
Poison.
Mm-hmm. Then, the things that people smoke are?
Cigarettes.
And then the big brown ones are?
Cigars.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asked you if you were about a certain job and if you were able to do it, you would say, sure, I
can do the job.
But if you were not able, you'd say, no, I
can't do the job.
And if they ask you if you were willing to do the job, you would say, no, I
can't do the job.
You can.
Will not do the job.
What's another way of saying will not? No matter how many times you ask me, I
won't do the job.
And if somebody offered to do you a favor, but you didn't want him to because then you thought you might have to do him a favor, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't want to be...
But helped.
Because I don't want to be blank to you.
Owing you.
Would you ever say obligated or beholden? Okay. If you were a farmer, you might look at the corn and say, it's not as tall as it blank be, as it...
Looks.
Well, it blank to be taller. It
should be taller.
Mm-hmm, that's good. And if one little boy was daring another, he says, I dare you to go to the graveyard at night, but I bet you... I dare you to go, but I bet you... Any sort of negative of dare, would you say darin or dastin or anything like that? Okay. Again, talking about a word that means kind of the same thing as should. You say, I bet he did something he...
Did. What'd you say?
It means the same thing as should. I bet he did something he blank have done.
Should have done.
Or not he...
Shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm. How about ought? Do you ever say that? He oughtn't to or ought not to? Okay. Then if you'd done something that was hard work all by yourself and you could have used help, you might say to a friend after you finished, well, you...
Could have helped me.
Yeah. And suggesting the possibility of something, you might say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank do that.
I'll do that.
It's possible. I...
Will finish the job.
I don't know if I will, but I...
Might.
Mm-hmm. Then what is the kind of bird with big eyes that can see in the dark?
Owl.
Do you know any different kinds of owls?